Almighty God, we pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the social, cultural, and economic well-being of our rural city. Help us to be wise in our deliberations and fair in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. The Horsham Rural City Council acknowledges the five traditional owner groups of this land, the Whadjuk Noongar, Jagalt Jadwa, and Jadwajali people. We recognise the important and ongoing place that all Indigenous people hold in our community. We pay our respects to the elders, both past and present, and commit to working together in the spirit of mutual understanding and respect for the benefit of the broader community and future generations. Welcome, councillors, staff, members of the public and the media to our council meeting tonight. My name is Councillor Robin Galeen, Mayor of Horsham Rural City Council. I advise that tonight's meeting will be recorded to maintain an audio archive, which will be available on the Horsham Rural City Council website as soon as possible. Please note that this meeting is being streamed live on the internet. Councillors participating in this meeting by electronic means will be taken to be present and part of the quorum for the meeting, provided that they can hear proceedings, they can see and be seen by other members in attendance, and they are able to speak and be heard by those in attendance. I will now ask each councillor individually to confirm this. Councillor Haynell, can you please confirm that you can see and hear other members in attendance and that you are able to speak?
Yes, I can.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Councillor Bell.
Yes, thanks, Madam Mayor, I can.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Bowe.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I can hear and see everyone.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillor Flynn.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I can see and can hear everyone.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Power.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I can see and hear everybody.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Ross. Can't hear you, Councillor Ross. Still can't hear you, Councillor Ross.
He's on mute. Councillor Ross, you're on mute.
Can't hear you. Yeah, the red light's still on. I can't hear you. We can't hear you, Councillor Ross. There you go, you're off now.
Thank you. Yes, I can hear and see now. I can hear now. I could hear before and see, but I couldn't talk.
Thank you. We can hear you now. Thank you, Councillor Ross. Mr. Bala.
Yes, confirmed, Madam Mayor. I can see everyone and hear everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Bala. Mr. Harrison.
Yes, I confirm, Madam Mayor, that I can see and hear everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Harrison. Mr. O'Brien.
Confirm, Madam Mayor, that I can see and hear everyone.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Mr. Martin.
Yes, Madam Mayor, all confirmed. Thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Kelly.
Yes, confirmed.
Thank you, Mrs. Kelly. We are all here, so there are no apologies for tonight. Are there any declarations of conflict of interest for tonight's meeting? Councillor Bell.
Madam Mayor, I'm not declaring a conflict, but I would like it noted that I am employed in the CBD in my daughter's business, and I have assessed that the Central Activity District plan does not present a conflict for me at this time.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Officer report 6.1, microservicing ceiling contract 22-013. The purpose of this report is to award contract 22-013 microservicing ceiling sprayed bitumen surfacing. Councillors, are there any questions before we move this? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to ask, this recommendation states anticipated spend for the first year at 313104. Is that for the remainder of this financial year or for the first 12 months of this contract?
Mr. Martin.
Madam Mayor, that is planned to be spent this financial year. That is our 2021-22 capital program.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Does anyone have another question? No, that being the case, councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is there anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Ross.
Can you hear me, Madam Mayor?
I can.
My icon doesn't work on my laptop and it's quite confusing at times. I move that Council award contract 22-013 micro servicing ceiling, in brackets, sprayed bitumen servicing, end of brackets, to Downer EDI Works for Property Limited at the attended price of $1,307 ex GST per cubic metre, brackets, anticipated first year spend $313,104.92 ex GST.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Do I have anyone prepared to second that motion? Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Ross, you may begin, please.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Maintaining our roads is an essential service we provide. The three R's, one's rubbish, one's roads, and recreation the other. So this is an essential works program to maintain our service for the safety of our community. And I think it's essential we do this. And the beautiful thing is it's an innovative way to make the dollars go further so we can get more road maintained to a higher standard. And I just think it's a really good proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Flynn? No? Councillor Bell?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I could only ask one question under the new rules, but I did have some other information that I was interested in finding out, and so it's up to you whether we find out or not. But I wondered what area of road surface would be expected to be covered in this contract, because it talks about recoating may be required in certain areas. And looking at a cubic metre price, that doesn't mean anything to me with regards to road surface. So I was just wondering if we had any indication of the area of road surface or what we will be covering by this amount of this money in this contract, please.
Is there anything else you would like to say before I clarify that at the end, Councillor Bell?
Whether we can release the roads that might be completed with this for the community in open and transparency. That's the only comment I'd like to see it released. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Mr. Martin, are there any roads that you are able to reveal?
Sorry, Madam Mayor, it's actually quite a long list. It's an extremely appropriate suggestion that we should publish that. I just don't have a summary of the actual areas on each roads or a total area of roads. But part of the question relates to the thickness, and what is occurring with this treatment, Madam Mayor, is that in some sections of road, even within a patch of 20 or 40 or 100 metres that might be treated in this way, that there might be some areas that need 10 millimetres of depth of application of material and some might need 30 millimetres. And by applying this variable thickness of material along these lengths, we'll end up with a smoother surface. So this has all been based on measurements of roughness of roads, and by addressing the rougher roads in our municipality sequentially, then as Councillor Ross said in his introductions to this motion, that it will make our dollars go further. So hopefully, Madam Mayor, I've addressed Councillor Bell's question. I can't answer the actual area, I just don't know that off the top of my head, but certainly I agree we will promote the lists of roads that will be treated in this method.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. I think a press release that includes those details and an explanation of this process, just like you said, would be advantageous. Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to say it's fantastic to see Council is always looking and working on different methods to improve and maintain our council roads. Some new, because it's referred to the report how it says microservicing is sealing of road pavement in preservation treatment that extends the life of existing roads. I think there's at least, as I remember reading the report, at least 40 or there might be more council road sections that have been identified and that are suitable for this micro microservicing treatment. I look forward to seeing the outcome of the microservicing treatment for our council roads. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Does anyone else wish to speak? That being the case, Councillor Ross, is there anything else you wish to say before we move this motion?
Just quickly, Madam Mayor, that this... can you hear the clock in the background or not? I'll keep talking over it. This is innovative, and it's, I'd like to congratulate John and his team for this project to make our dollars go further. And it's with this sort of innovation, hopefully we can really improve the quality of our roads in the municipality. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillors, that being the case, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand where I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. Item 6.2, Central Activity District Revitalisation Draft Streetscape Plan. The purpose of this report is to receive and note this Horsham Central Activity District CAD Streetscape Plan and place it on public exhibition for community consultation. Councillors, are there any questions on this report before we move forward? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I just wondered if... I can't see where the reports for the CBD revitalisation strategy completed by Village Well and MR Cagney in 2017 have been included in this. Is someone able to tell me if they were considered in the development of this draft, please?
Mr O'Brien.
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, certainly those documents were included. They have part of the initial project brief to the consultants was to view those key strategic documents as part of developing the streetscape plan.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. You almost sounded like you're underwater there. Do any other councillors have a question in regards to this report? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. We're going to the community for consultation, and there's quite a few options there. What happens if the community comes back with quite negative comments about all the options? Do we have a plan, you know, F or G in relation to, say, modifying again to meet the community needs?
Mr. O'Brien?
Through you, Madam Mayor. Yes, the options we've put out around the streetscape, especially in relation to Fibre Street, we think they're quite good ideas, but now, for some reason, if the community did come back and say they didn't support any of those ideas, we'd have to go back and do more work around what those options look like or considerations look like moving forward. So we would be obviously open to the feedback we receive as part of the process.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Does anyone else have another question? No, that being the case, councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move that Council receive and note the draft Horsham Central Activity District CAD Streetscape Plan and to place the draft Horsham Central Activity District Streetscape Plan on public exhibition and invite community feedback.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Bowe. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Bell, you may begin.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Firstly, I'd like to congratulate the consultants on putting various options to the community. It's good to see a draft with something a little bit different where we've just got haven't just got one thing in front of them. So I think it's a good way of creating discussion. I do have some concerns with the implications given COVID and the potential impact on businesses, but I've already voiced that. History showed us that sometimes feedback's limited in what we receive from the community, but history has also showed us that you mentioned the word parking and it seems to bring people out of the woodwork. So hopefully people will get involved and have a lot to say and put in submissions. The 2017 Village Well work identified some quick wins, which were well received, were meant to be actioned and haven't been actioned. So once again, we're developing another report and more detailed. The Cagney report showed how important it would be to monitor outcomes and suggested some monitoring, including retail sales within the CBD, pedestrian counts on key CBD streets, occupied commercial space, visitor impressions, cyclist volumes, traffic volumes, and job numbers within the CBD. and that we report on those KPIs on an annual basis. That would be after the work was done, but it would be really interesting to have some of those figures now, given the changes that have happened. These would have been based on a standard approach. However, they wouldn't have allowed for a pandemic to jump into the mix for 2 years of that 4 years since. So I really look forward to seeing what the community and the businesses come back with. I hope they're all in the right headspace at the moment, because there's a lot of people that aren't. And let's hopefully we can get something changed and worked out that works with all parties. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to say that having input from the community is so important. So I want to encourage the community to have their say, no matter who you are or what you do or where you're from. I encourage you and the community to have a look at the Horsham Central Activity District draft street state plan, because the next stage of the community engagement will commence on the 21st of February and conclude on the 25th of March. As mentioned in the draft plan, the consultant team Urban Fold, in November, started with some street engagement with the community for background information for the draft street state plan to use in further engagement. I'll say a few things from that community feedback which you provided in the report. Parking, some said they were opposed to parallel parking. Some said they wanted to see improvement in lighting, greening, shade, pedestrian safety, footpaths and seating. I asked the community what they want to see or improve in the Central Activity District. Is it improvements in accessibility, lighting, greening, shade, parking, seating or public facilities? Maybe it is a space for activities or social connections like the town square, or maybe more pop-up parks or a play area, or the initiative in the report of the 1,000 Trees for Horsham, 1,000 Trees for Horsham campaign, or highlighting what we have in our Central Activity District, like our heritage buildings, our businesses and our community. I could add so much more, but I'll hand it over to the community to have their say. I look forward to your feedback. We need to keep looking forward and moving, looking and moving forward as we are a thriving regional city. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This plan or this proposed plans or options provides a major change for the centre of Horsham. And it's very important that the community really gives their feedback. I'd like to endorse Councillor Bowe's comments and fully support them. It's so important that people see if this impacts them, what they really love, and perhaps what they're really concerned about, and especially the businesses in relation to if it interferes with throughput of traffic and throughput of potential business. Because at the end of the day, we are a business centre. A recent visit to the White Hart, I noticed the plaque on the wall, talking about the words of Mark Twain when he visited Horsham, and he described a beautiful cottonwood tree opposite the White Hart. Well, it's not there anymore. It's been chainsawed down a long time ago. And unfortunately, Horsham has taken too many trees out. And I'm really pleased to see there's a project to get 1,000 trees back in our CBD to provide that heat sink or the cooling effect to make it a better place to be in the middle of summer. And some really great proposals here. So I urge the community again to read this document and give their feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Does anyone else wish to speak?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd love to have a say. Thanks.
Sorry, Councillor Hannell, I didn't see your hand come up.
Is that okay for me to speak?
Yes, you may speak, but next time I'd like to see your hand, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. What I'd like to say is that I was very interested to hear that there's going to be a lot of plans to do facelifts and bring back some of the facades and the outer lying structures to some of the historical buildings like the hotels and and other historical buildings in the CAD. So I think that's going to be amazing and look amazing for our central activity district. Not sure yet how that is going to work financially. Apparently that's going to be, the bill will be footed by council, is my understanding. Not too sure on the detail of that yet, because there's no funding from the historical society or whoever we normally would get that funding from. So that'll be interesting to find out where the budget will be to redo that, but I think it will look fantastic. And yeah, it's now up to the community to decide on what they would like to see. One thing though that I have heard was the parking, the parallel parking is seen by some businesses as less availability for people to park close to their front doors. But it may be that there is a positive out of that, and it could be that it may draw, there may be a reason to draw people or shoppers with more positives in the space rather than parking. But I'm not sure. I'm sure that will come to light, and the questions will be asked, and it is presented to community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Following on from my fellow councillors, I look forward to hearing what the community has to share with us on this draft plan. This document's well worth reading, and I certainly enjoyed reviewing it. And the one bit that's stuck with me is the project outcome. The ultimate goal of this project is to take the ideas from previous strategic work, add new ideas, test them with the community and stakeholders, and develop a more detailed set of recommendations focused on urban design, landscape, architectural, public realm, and transport improvements. So I look forward to hearing from everyone and moving forward with this. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Powers, anything you'd like to say? No, all good. Right. Councillor Bell, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd also like to tell any of the community listening that the CAD is also known as the CBD in old language. So a lot of people think of it as the CBD. So I know that the CAD is actually a little bit broader than that, but just so that they don't get confused. I hope that anybody that's listening that's from rural or regional areas actually engage, because we can't afford to lose them as we're a regional shopping centre, and they make up approximately 50% of business turnover. So I do hope that they'll have a say. I hope that people will let us know if they think that we need toilets or parents and carers rooms or whatever that hasn't been included. And I also hope that people really consider what's there already that works. So if there's something there that's currently working, then, you know, maybe that's something they want to keep. So I think it's not always about full complete change. Sometimes you can work with what's there and improve it. It might only need a tweak. And for them to also think outside the square, that it might not actually suit that particular person that's looking at it, but it might suit another age group or younger ones coming through, or there might be changes that are needed for our 30% of this population that are elderly. So I think accessibility is big. I know there's some people that have trouble with accessibility, and, you know, our considerations have to consider the changes in shopping habits that have developed with COVID. People at the moment don't want to walk the streets. They want to just do what they can do and go home. So we've got to consider all of that if we want to keep our CBD happening and developing. Thanks, Madam Mayor. Just everyone have their say.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillors will put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand where I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. There is a confidential item on the agenda for consideration tonight. I now advise that the meeting will close to the public so that we can move into confidential matters. I also advise that when the meeting moves into confidential matters, we will be moving to a different platform. I will be asking each attendee to confirm that where they are participating from is secure and to ensure that the deliberations are confidential. Can someone please move that the meeting moves into confidential? Councillor Flynn, Councillor Bowe, all those in favour, please raise your hand where I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. That is the conclusion of the live stream. Councillors, you have a confidential link to use for the next meeting, please.